for the Bulkley Valley and Lakes Biggest Variety. I'm Lynn McKenzie. The Smithers by-election is this Saturday, and we are featuring exclusive interviews with all the candidates. Here's our own My Bulkley Lakes Now reporter Lindsay Newman with councilor candidate Colin Bateman.
What made you decide to run for council?
I think that the main reason, like I did run last time too, the last election, and I just missed it by, I think it was 15 votes.
Mm-hmm.
But I've decided to run again because how important the time is right now, the COVID pandemic and coming out of the COVID pandemic, to make sure that we are on the right path, moving forward, right, and doing what we can to bring people back to Smithers safely.
And have you been thinking about rerunning, I guess, for a while? Or, did you decide when you just missed the ball the past election, did you say, I'm going to run again? Or was this kind of like a spur of the moment kind of thing?
Not really spur of the moment. It's always in the back of my mind, but it was, I had a conversation with one of the other councillors not long ago, and they kind of got me back on the bandwagon, so to speak.
So you're a manager at the Aspen Inn. What do you think that can bring to the council table?
Well, I think being able to manage a business through these times, right, and being able to change with the situation and try and find ways to make things work, I think brings a lot to the table. But I'm also, I'm the past president of the Smithers Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, too, brings, a business aspect and working with local business. And then I was on the BC Hotel Association, so knowing a little bit about tourism, on the tourism committee, what brings people to Smithers. So I think it's kind of more of a general rounded approach that I would bring. I coach on soccer, I coach in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole bunch of different areas where I am involved.
And what are you most looking forward to about running again?
Just getting out there and meeting the people or figuring out new ways to meet people. It's not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing how that all comes out, I think that that's going to be quite exciting.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's going to be different than the past election. How do you think you can adapt your campaign to that?
Well, I think social media is something that I've always used. So you've just got to make sure that the message is sent out, that people understand what your values are, what it is that you're looking to achieve. And being able to reach out to you and being able to contact you, these are all pretty important.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't touch base on?
I think that maybe the diversity of a town council, I think that that's something that I think is really important, is to have people from lots of different areas that are involved in different community programs so that they can bring more ideas to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And also to make sure that we understand that not everybody looks at things the same way. People are quick to criticize other people's opinions, but I think that it's other people's opinions and everybody's views that make a town like Smithers as dynamic as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're not all feeling safe. Some are feeling safer than others, but we have to keep all that in mind when we're looking at how we move forward.
Thank you so much, Colin.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.